faith. I care not today what tomorrow will bring. If sunshine, if sunshine. I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. Hallelujah! From all I'm safe in His sheltering arm. I'm living by faith. I feel no alarm. Though tempests make some clouds arise and roll, brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. Are you living now? Oh, I'm living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe, I'm safe in His sheltering arm. I'm living by faith. Never be tired. Why should I then care, though the tempest may blow? So by my side. Are you living now? I'm living by faith in Jesus above. I'm trusting and I'm confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe in His sheltering arm, living by faith. Feel no alarm.
Thank you.
This place in
Amen.
This way.
Amen.
Maybe let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious heaven.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we humble ourselves once again, Lord, before you. Father, as we said, Lord, we appreciate these opportunities, these times. Father, that we may gather in your house, Lord.
Amen.
Father, to fellowship with you, for you to minister to us. For us to worship you, Lord, to lift up our hearts unto thee.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we pray
even now, Lord, that
as you are present, Lord, in the song worship, Lord, Father, we feel already your presence, Lord.
Amen.
What a security that gives unto us, Lord. Father, to know that our gathering here is not in vain.
Amen.
So, Lord, we just commit even this time that, Lord, we'd have this time to share a thought, Lord, in the Sunday school. Father, please be with us. You undertake, Lord, for everything which will be said, everything which will be done, Lord, because we commit it to you. Father, we pray, Lord, at this time for those that are still on the way. Please give them traveling mercies, Lord. Keep them safe, Father, where they are. Lord, we think of indeed, Lord, our precious brother Eli and his family who've lost their mom, Lord, so suddenly. But, Lord, what comforts us, Lord, what gives us, Lord, an anchor is to know, Father, that this is not a surprise to you. So, Lord, you know all things and you do all things well. So we pray you comfort the family, help them at this time, Lord. You bless them richly and abundantly. Be with Brother Max as well, who's away. Watch over him and keep him, Lord. Father, we pray and we commit everything to you now. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 We thank the Lord for another opportunity. Like we said, today the lot has fallen our way. But just to share a thought, perhaps if we can turn to James chapter 4 in our Bibles and verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. If you can also please give for us Ecclesiastes chapter 5. And just to try and get it, we'll read verse 1 and verse 2. Try and get a thought from there. Okay. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Verse 2. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. You may be seated. Just to take a thought. As we've been, I've been blessed by the word that we've been receiving, I'm sure, as we all have been. And maybe just to try and draw a thought from that, whether it be from the Sunday school or the services that the pastor, Brother Maxwell, has been taking on divine nature and so forth. But like the word said there is, keep your foot when you come into the house of God. So, when we look deeper into that, we see that it's when the word speaks to us in that way, to say keep your foot, it's coming to the Lord in an attitude of reverence, in an attitude of humility, because the thought that we would have perhaps on this day is more so to encourage one another that there's to get the full blessing or the full benefit from what the Lord would have in his heart or in his mind for us. There's a preparation that we have to make. There's an attitude that we have to get the full benefit, because we know when you come into the house of God, there's many elements to it for you to get what you're expecting to receive. Part of those elements is our preparation at home, in the secret closet, spending time before the Lord, you know, with an attitude that would put our hearts and our minds to where we become more God conscious. Because one thing leads to another. That's the way which it works. So you're building up everything. Because the minister, the pastor, Brother Maxwell, Brother Eli last week, he spoke so well when he was speaking about it's the atmosphere that brings the results. So it depends which atmosphere you are in. Because the pastor can go and commit himself and lay his face before the Lord for hours upon end. And he come here. But if in our hearts there isn't the right atmosphere, that word, it benefits us not. You know, we don't get the benefit of what the Lord would have desired for us to get out of that. So it's important how we conduct ourselves when we come into the house of God. It's key, because we know that you cannot come into the house of the Lord and leave the same way that you went out. It's not possible. You can't come in and go out and remain neutral. And we know from the scripture that when it speaks of the weeds and the actual crops, let's say, whatever, when the rain falls, both of them rejoice. The weeds rejoice and the crops rejoice with whatever it is, corn, whatever, they both rejoice. Because that blessing of the rain, and we know the rain types the Holy Ghost. So when you come into his presence, it just depends what's inside of your heart. That's if you come with in a negative attitude and spirit, you go out worse. Because you're going to get watered. So whatever is inside, it's going to grow. That's why the word is saying to us that keep your foot when you come into the house of God. I like Matthew Henry, I was reading his commentary that he said about that particular scripture, and he said, religious exercises are not vain things. So they're not vain things. Something which is vain is I'll speak what the actual meaning of it is, because these things it help us to understand or to get a better picture of what it is we're trying to say. So vain, just that word vain. Sorry, it's not up on the screen yet. I didn't know till last night that I was doing the Sunday school. We can't blame her. It's next time we'll do that. But it's having or showing excessive high opinion of one's appearance, abilities, or worth, flattery made by being vain. So that's one explanation of it, is where someone has a high opinion of one's self-worth or importance. It's vanity that. But the meaning that we want is it produces no result, something which is useless. You see, so we don't want to offer up to the Lord a worship or a sacrifice which is vain, which it produces no results, because the word is a seed. That's what Brother Eli was speaking of last weekend, and it has to produce of its own kind. But I like how Brother Eli put it last week. It depends on the environment which it's in. It took, as an example, a seed of corn. If you put it in a microwave, it'll produce popcorn. And that's it. But if you planted it in fertile ground, it produces a crop. You know, so it just depends. And that's a type, because Jesus, remember when he typed about the sower? He said some seed fell upon the wayside, our desire is when we come into the house of God, is that our hearts be a prepared place, a prepared ground, so that when that word comes, it can have the desired effect. Because I know that we do it, because I know we're standing before a spiritual church, but we're just reminding one another that when we leave home, our prayer is, Lord, speak to me today. So if that be our prayer and our desire, there's a preparation that goes along with that. You know, there's a preparation. We should never, because you get what you expect. If you do appear expecting nothing, you go back home with nothing. Because one thing which Satan always does, he seeks to hinder the work of God. And he does it in many ways. He can hinder the impact of the word of God in our lives. You know, and we can aid him. If our worship or service to the Lord becomes a tradition. You know, just something which when we come here, it's good to see one another. It's wonderful to have fellowship as brethren and saints. But it's more than that. You know, we look in, our lives were transformed through the preaching of the word. There's healing in the word. All our desires, our heart's desires, our ambitions, whether it be for us, for our family, or even to fulfill that great commission. It's the seed of it is sown through in the sanctuary of God, because that's the place that he ordained that his people should gather and meet. He will meet us there. Amen. He said it, where two or three are gathered in his name, he will be there in the midst. He's here with us. So we don't want to be like the rich young ruler, that on appearance, when Jesus seen him, he loved him. Because he seen that his nature was a good nature. He loved the Lord. He did everything. Because when Jesus asked him, when he said, "Good master, what can I do to inherit eternal life?" He said, "Keep the commandments." And he said, "Which one?" Because I've done all these from when I was young, when I was little, up till now. So it's something which is beyond just the commandments. And the Lord was able to discern inside his into the deepest part of his heart, to see he had something that he loved more than he loved the Lord. And him having come to the source of life, he asked even the right question. But there was a door inside of his life that he wouldn't allow the Lord into. So we don't want that because these are our examples. The rich young ruler, people like that. We don't want that. We want to be believers who live a God or a Christ-centered life. Amen. That he has all of us, not part of us, every part of us. And a lot of the times, that comes from the life we live away from here. You see, because It's when you're walking in the spirit, like our type Enoch, his testimony was that he walked with God. Amen. He walked with God on a daily basis. That was his life, you see. But it manifests like, so that's our desire, is that we, when we come into the house of God, we come prepared. Amen. You know, and because when you approach the Lord, it's always in humility. God desires that of us. That's something which the Lord, he desires of us. I'll just read a quotation here, if I can just find it. I didn't manage to get it to the good. It's from Hear Ye Him. Brother Branham says, sometimes he meets with men in small numbers. The numbers doesn't mean whether Christ is there or not. It's the attitude of the people that's in the number what determines it. And he goes on to say, and you put the egg in an incubator where it's just warm light. That incubator will hatch the egg just the same as a chick, then he meant to say, or the hen, or the hen well itself. Because it's the atmosphere that does the hatching. Amen. And it's the same thing in the meeting of this type. This could break into a repeat of Pentecost if the atmosphere gets right. The atmosphere to bring such results would be the Holy Spirit. If he can get every heart in one accord, then he could just move masses and heal the people and save the people or whatever. So we can see there from what the prophet said is that first he said it's our attitude, because our attitude, it determines the atmosphere. Because we, like Brother Eli was saying last week, the atmosphere is the one that brings the results. And we, each one, we generate that atmosphere. We the ones who are responsible for that. The atmosphere doesn't just generate or create itself. We do. We each one bring our lick of fire. You know, as we have done today, saints have come early. You know, the musicians, the technicians were here early. They got everything set up. So we sat well in the quietness of thing, prayed, Lord, speak to me, whatever, reading your Bible. That's creating the atmosphere. So by the time that the word comes, our hearts are right. Because demons, Satan cannot stay in that atmosphere where the Holy Ghost is present. And we, each one, are responsible for that by the way which we conduct ourselves. Because always we know to come to the Lord, we approach him in humility. Yeah, God, he expects that, he demands that of us, that we approach him in humility. And so the only way that we can be in the right atmosphere of humility is by always being God conscious. Always. Wherever we are, whether we in our workplace, we're not working as unto men. We're working as unto the Lord. Whether it be in our families, whether we the fathers, the mothers, or single people, your mind is always God conscious. You know, what can I do for the Lord? You know, spend time in prayer, getting in the word, because these things, they feed into the main service. You know, because sometimes, why I was thinking of it is, sometimes I would listen back to the message that the pastor would preach, or, and you just would feel that, hey, for the how can I put it, for the quality of the word or the concentration of the presence of God back in the word, the life is lacking to back that up, you know? And sometimes it's some of these things, that small things, like the prophet said, it's the small foxes, the small things we leave undone, you know? And some of it is like we're saying, even when we come into the house of the Lord, because like the word said, keep your foot. Because when we come into the house of God, we're drawing near to God. And according to the promise of his word, if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us, because he will never lie. So in doing that, we've got to do it reverently and with humility. If you give us, please, Exodus chapter 3, sister. And we know these scriptures. But always the Lord, he desires that, especially in the sanctuary. Because we know that a sanctuary is a place where God is present. So it's not necessarily a building. Because he said, where two or three are gathered, there he will be in their midst. So he's there. That makes a sanctuary. It's a place where God is present there. Verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw nigh hither. The Lord is calling Moses. Put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. So there's even the Lord is drawing the attention of Moses. The Lord is drawing his attention. But when he came into that presence of God, the Lord told him, take your feet, your shoes off. Because the place where you are is holy. Because his presence sanctifies the place. And Moses, in reaction to that, he bowed his head to the ground in humility. That's the approach all the time when we come into the house of God, to his people, to worship, is always in humility. Not an outward humility alone, but the humility from the condition of your heart. That's the one that makes the difference. That's the one that brings the results. Because all of us here, we desire when the pastor prays for someone, if someone has a need, whether it be illness, whether it be whatever need, we desire that, because we know that our Lord Jesus Christ, as we said before, our religion, if we call it that way, the head of it, Jesus Christ is the only religion that is alive. All these other religions, their head has died and he's still in the grave. They're waiting for it. But ours, Jesus is alive. And so we desire when the pastor prays here for the sick or when we put a request, we should not fail. And we play our part in our conduct as well. How we conduct ourselves, how we approach. Do we approach the word of God with humility? And when we say the word of God, we're meaning even our lives. How we live in our lives. What's our attitude when we're coming into the house of God? Because this is a place where the Lord, he will meet with us. Because he promised to do that. And may the Lord help us indeed even in that. it looks like I'm running out of time. But because we didn't get on to the point that we had. However, it's the atmosphere is the one that brings the results. And like we read from the quote that we read there, that Brother Branham, he said that it's your attitude. And he gave the example of an egg in the incubator. You see, it's even it, just the atmosphere, it brings life. And we do well if we remember that. And as we were seeing now, that humility, God looks for humility from us. Humility. I'll read from another quote. Really apologize, I couldn't get them up. Influence. Influence 1963, paragraph 174. It says, Moses took off his shoes in the presence of God. Paul fell down to the ground to kiss the ground as it was. He was in the presence of God. John the Baptist said, I'm not even worthy to loose the shoes on his feet. Then he speaks of those angels in the book of Isaiah. He says, wings over their feet, humility. Watching where they walk, what they do, realizing they're on holy ground. Amen. Oh, if we would do that, we'd never walk in these places that's wrong. Amen. We'd never do these things that's wrong. Yes. Now notice, always listen. Conscious of your littleness. He says, who are you? Stick your finger in a bucket of water and pull it out. And find the hole you put your finger in. Then say, that was me. You're nothing. You'll not be missed after a little while after you're gone. They have a funeral procession out there and that's all. But your influence will live on. So the prophet, even there at the end, he's explaining to us that if you put your finger in a bucket of water and take it out, there's no sign that you are there. So we are little in the eyes of God. And as we say, the humility that, like he spoke of the different ones, Paul, John the Baptist, it wasn't just an outward act. It was manifested outward, but really through the lives they led. You can see that they had humility in their hearts. Amen. In their hearts. You know, that's what really brings the results. And we're just out of time. Maybe another time we might get the opportunity. But where we wanted to go as well was just on our church order. You know, because all these things, they feed into the service and worship of the Lord. How we conduct ourselves in the house of God, you know, how conscious are we of what's going on? You know, because as time goes by, small things slip in. You know, we lose that sacredness of God's house. We become casual. You know, when you come into the house of God, we can just... did you see that car that's parked outside there? That's not bad. You know what? Those small foxes, those things many times they hinder us from actually receiving what the Lord, because we should always be God conscious. It's and like church order is not the work of the deacons alone. It's all of our responsibility. You know, whether it be, like we're saying, talking, different things. But look, if the Lord allows us another opportunity sometime in the future, we might speak more about that. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, Lord, we approach you with thanksgiving. Father, thanking you for the blessing of your word, Lord. How we love your word, Lord. And Father God, we do thank you for that. Lord, we pray even now, Lord, that you'd be merciful to us, Lord, and bless us, Lord, as we get into song worship and then into the main service. We're asking, Lord, that you continue to take charge, Lord, of all that'll be said, all that'll be done, even upon this day. Bless the song leader and the musicians, Lord. Father, as they've consecrated themselves, Lord, to your service, let it be a blessing, Lord. Father God, Lord, we pray that, Lord, it would lift up our hearts, our souls, that when you come, Lord, in the main service, we'd be blessed. Undertake even for our pastor, Lord. Father, sanctify him and use him for your glory, Lord, is our prayer. As we ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Amen. Amen.